Wall Street is skeptical about Hewlett-Packard's plan to acquire Compaq Computer. Stocks of both companies closed sharply lower yesterday, suggesting that their executives might have trouble convincing shareholders to approve the deal. The person most responsible for doing that, and for getting Justice Department approval, is Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. She will become top officer of the new company if the deal goes through. Her tenure at Hewlett-Packard has been troubled, and completing the merger won't be easy. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Carly Fiorina arrived at Hewlett-Packard 2 years ago with a mission to resuscitate the sagging Silicon Valley giant where she had once worked as a shipping clerk. The former art history major from Stanford University planned to turn a lumbering hardware company into a sure-footed IT equipment and services firm. She quickly revived sales and ended the fiscal year with a bang, a 15% boost in earnings. Bold and articulate, Fiorina won a slew of admirers. Yesterday, with Compaq chief Michael Capellas at her side, she unveiled their multi-billion-dollar merger plan with characteristic aplomb.
It wasn't a eureka moment. It was a gathering momentum that began with a phone call from me to Michael about, let's see if we can do some licensing work together. And the further we went, the more sense it made, the more planning we did, the more confidence we gained that, yeah, this is a big damn deal, but we can pull this off.
Although her faith has endured, many of Fiorina's followers are wavering. Last year, as the technology market crumbled, other CEOs warned investors of hard times to come, while Fiorina stuck with forecasts of continued growth at HP. Before long, she had racked up several consecutive quarters of missed earnings and a growing list of skeptics.
If I thought that the future was bright, I wouldn't have sold the stock back in June.
Michael Holland heads the Holland Balanced Fund, a mutual fund company with $62 million in assets. Although he invested in Hewlett-Packard from the fund's inception, Holland doesn't see much evidence that Fiorina's strategy to expand into services has paid off. Once a strong supporter, now he questions her latest plan.
I don't want to overstate and say it's simply two drowning people pulling each other down, but it does look as if there's a little bit of a frantic aspect to this, which is that they will be able to make cost savings. There's no doubt about it. It remains to be seen whether they will be able to generate revenues in the future that they wouldn't otherwise be able to have done separate as opposed to together.
The financial markets quickly spoke up about the merger plan, and it wasn't pretty. Hewlett-Packard's share price was hammered yesterday, and Compaq didn't fare much better. But Rob Enderle, an analyst with Giga Information Group in Silicon Valley, thinks the buyout does make sense. He says Fiorina and Compaq's Michael Capellas have complementary leadership styles that should mesh well. Yet, he says, the stakes will be higher for Fiorina if the deal fails.
It required somebody with a vision and an ability to articulate and sell that vision, as well as being able to actually see the problems that they had to overcome. She embodies that. Those are her strengths. And it has every chance of succeeding where other acquisitions haven't. But regardless whether it goes or doesn't go, it's going to go on her record.
At the same time, says Enderle, the merger should end speculation that Fiorina's days at Hewlett-Packard are numbered.
These mergers do tend to make it very difficult to remove a CEO, and so her longevity in the job, I think, becomes less of a question going forward than it has been.
The same can't be said for an estimated 15,000 HP and Compaq employees slated to be laid off in the merger. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.